Thank you for taking the time to share in Truth Infusion Ministries. Support for this radio program comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about David Markham and the Truth Infusion team at www.truthinfusion.com.
Today on Truth Infusion Radio, we are excited to introduce a great friend to our ministry, Pastor and Evangelist Steve Parrish. We invite you to join with Brother Parrish as he preaches a sermon today entitled, The Gift of God.
The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern-day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth. Hello, truth seekers. My name is Corey Callicutt, and welcome to Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries. It is our prayer that in the next 30 minutes, God Himself will infuse life-giving truth into your heart. With that in mind, here's Pastor David Markham with this week's Infusion of the Truth.
Hope you've got your Bibles. If you need to turn to John 3:16, you can do that. We'll use that as a place we're going to spring off from. But if you want to go on and turn to Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, that's really where we'll set the plow in the ground tonight. Last night, after the service, a little boy walked up to me, and he may be here tonight. Don't know if he is or not. He was here with his family last night, and several folks were around. He just kindly stood there and waited his turn, and he stuck his hand out and shook my hand, and he said, "Preacher, what story are you going to tell tomorrow night?" And I said, "Well, brother, I don't really know. The Lord hadn't settled me on anything yet." And he said, "Well," he said, "maybe it'll be John 3:16. He said, "That's my favorite." He said, "That's my favorite verse in the Bible." And I said, "Amen, that's my favorite too. That's one of my favorites, you know. If all I had was John 3:16, I could preach till Jesus comes." And I believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is found in that great verse. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We got back to the room last night, and I was looking through some notes and looking over some things. I'll often do that at night before I go to bed, and when I leave a service like we had last night, I'm so keyed up, and it was about 1 o'clock this morning before I ever laid down, and I had went through sermon after sermon after sermon, and I couldn't get settled on anything, and I laid my head down, and I said, "God, whatever you mean to send tomorrow night, Lord, you just put it in my heart even while I sleep tonight." You say, "Preacher, you believe that God can do something like that?" I'm telling you, God does more for you while you're sleeping than you can even imagine. Amen. You realize when you close your eyes tonight, He'll tell your heart to beat all night. He'll tell you when to get up and go to the bathroom. He'll get you through the house without breaking all your toes. He'll get you back into bed, let you get back to sleep. How great is our God? Boy, this morning when I opened my eyes about 6:30, I saw that little red-headed boy last night. I heard him say John 3:16, "That's my favorite." And I got up this morning and I was just going over that scripture looking for "God so loved the world that He gave." And I got hung up right there. He gave. He gave. Why in the world would the righteous, holy God have to give His only begotten Son? Romans 3:23. Let me tell you the reason He gave us His Son. He gave us His Son because mankind has a real problem. Romans 3:23, if you're there, say amen. Amen. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's a real problem mankind has. For all have sinned. Do you know what "all" means in Japanese? It means all. Do you know what "all" means in Chinese? It means all. Do y'all know what it means in Mayan and Quechua down in Central America? I've preached it there. It means all. Do y'all know what it means to the rednecks of North Mississippi and New Boston, Texas? All means all. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, not me, preacher. I hadn't got a problem with this sin thing. No, what you've got a problem with is what the Word of God just said. It said we've got a real problem, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This word sin right here, it actually means to miss the mark. It's a picture of an archer shooting an arrow. And it's a picture of an archer who's trying to hit the mark or hit the bullseye. Oftentimes an archer will shoot a little higher, shoot a little low, or shoot a little to the left, or shoot a little to the right. But let me tell you, if you're shooting for the bullseye and you don't hit it, a miss is a miss. Now some of you here tonight, you think a whole lot of yourself. Well, that just means you shot a little high, amen. Some of you here tonight, you're a left thinker. Your mentality's a West Coast thinking. God help you if that's your mentality tonight. I saw the other day, I was looking at something, said California's fixing to secede from the Union. I said, glory to God, let them go. Amen. Let them go. And so you may be a left thinker and think, well, preacher, I'm just a left thinker. Well, he ain't nothing special about you. You in the same shape. Fella thinks a lot of himself. He shot high, you shot to the left. You may be, well, I'm in the moral majority. I'm on the right side. I think we ought to stand for the flag, and I think we ought to have Bible reading. Preacher, I believe in God. Well, the devil believes too. Amen. But I wonder tonight, maybe you've missed to the right, or some of you here tonight may just be a thug like I've been, amen, good for nothing, no account. God reached way down when He saved you. He had to reach down into a miry pit. I know where I sinned at. I was a low down, good for nothing sinner. But I'm telling you tonight, men and women and boys and girls have a real problem. We're sinners. I sin because I'm a sinner. God gave His only begotten Son. Why? Because man's got a real problem. But then turn over to Romans 6:23. There's a real penalty that comes with that real problem. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. What are you saying, preacher? Well, your problem's got a price tag with it. Oh yeah, your sin has a payday someday. Sin has a season. You can say, preacher, I'm having the time of my life. Well, honey, you better enjoy it, because it's as good as it's going to get. You may be here tonight and you've just entered into some sin, or some type of bondage is just starting to get its hooks in you. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to realize. You can't drink enough. You can't dope enough. You can't sex enough. You can't live enough. I'm telling you what it's going to do. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger it gets, the less satisfaction is going to come from it. And you're going to realize one day God don't pay up every Friday, but there will come a Friday when He will pay up. Amen. There is a penalty to sin. The wages of sin is death. Your sin's killing you. My sin's killing me. We live in a sin-cursed world, and it's got a real penalty. The wages of sin is death. God gave. He gave His only begotten Son. Why? Because man's got a real problem. We're all sinners. Ain't but two kinds of folks under this tabernacle tonight. That's lost sinners and saved sinners. That's all that's here tonight. Man's got a real problem. There's a real penalty from that. The wages of sin is death. And that ought to trouble you. That ought to bother you. That ought to be something that you think, man, this is going to end up costing me. And this is going to pay off one day. But thank God, there's a God in heaven. There's a God on the throne that when He saw man had a problem and He realized what that was going to cost man right in the middle of a problem and a penalty, God gives a present. Woo, thank God for a semicolon, amen. For the wages of sin is death. Now, if that'd been me or you, we'd have put an exclamation point right there, amen. If I'd have been God, I'd have said, bunch of good-for-nothing sinners. But I see a semicolon. That means there's the rest of the story. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I say glory. I say hallelujah. I say I got good news for the sinner tonight. If you're high, low, left, or right, if you've missed the mark, you got a real problem. There's a penalty. That sin's going to kill you. But right in the middle of your penalty, God's in the present giving business. It said the gift of God. And let me just go on and tell you, ain't nobody ever give a gift like the gift my God gave. Now, when we give a gift, we like to give what we call the perfect gift. And when we go shopping for the perfect gift, a lot depends on what you buy. You want to get it for what they'll like or what they'll use. And when we buy a gift, we base it on what a person likes or what he needs or what he'll enjoy. And here this evening, all under this tabernacle, we look around at different folks that we know. And boy, there's some prime examples of what a perfect gift would be if we's going to buy somebody here tonight a gift. I see my brother Augustine back here. Amen. I love him, man. I tell you what, he's my brother from another mother. Glory to God. Ain't he looking nice tonight? Look like Hoss Cartwright sitting back there. Amen. Got Regina sitting by him, other than Jesus. That's the best thing ever happened to him. Amen. See, if I was going to buy for my brother Augustine, he's a concrete man. You say, Brother Steve, you'd get him something to work concrete with? No, he'll get his crew to working. He'll go down yonder and catch him catfish. Amen. He's a cat fisherman. So I'd get him some stink bait, or I'd get him some hooks, or I'd get him some line. I'd get him something that I know he likes to use. If I was going to get my brother David Markham, I'd get him something to go along with the music business. If I was going to get his wife Jennifer something, I'd get her some nerve pills, amen, and live with him. What's saying, Brother Steve, when we go to get a gift, we're focused on what they need for right here and right now. But church, I'm telling you, all we know how to give is temporal gifts because we live in a temporary world. But I thank God, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What he's saying, preacher, I'm telling you, God took one look at Steve Parrish. He said he got a problem. There's a penalty. Hey, they ain't but one gift I can give him. It ain't only a temporary gift. It's an eternal gift. What he needs is the gift of my precious son. Hey, old Parrish is a sinner, and every sinner needs a Savior. Amen. Amen. Only one gift, the gift of God. Four words that make an eternal difference, the gift of God. We find it again in Ephesians 2:8. For you by grace are you saved through faith, and that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The gift of God. Just four little old words. Brother Steve, if that's all you had to preach, honey, if that's all I had, I'd preach my heart out to you tonight as a dying man to dying people. And I'd tell you, if you're a sinner that never has been saved, you need the gift of God. Just four words. Say, Brother Steve, that ain't much. Well, did you know that it takes just 70 hours and 40 minutes to read the Bible through, reading it out loud? Takes just 52 hours and 28 minutes to read the Old Testament. 18 hours and 20 minutes to read the New Testament. Everything written in red in our King James Bible can be read in 2.5 hours. What are you saying, preacher? You don't need a whole lot. You just need what he's got for you tonight. Amen. Boy, the devil's carrying folks to hell, making this thing look like the big picture. They want us to be thinkers, and they say, well, you're missing out. You got to broaden your horizons. Preacher, you're too narrow-minded. Y'all know how narrow-minded I am. I'm that narrow-minded right there. That's just how narrow-minded I am right there. Say, preacher, you gotta broaden your horizons. Oh no, God's already let me see enough. And I got a real problem, and there's a penalty. But thank God for my present. What's your present, Brother Steve? It's the gift of God. Just four words. You don't need a lot. You just need what He's got for you. Boy, I love that old song. Little is much when God is in it. Brother Steve, little is much. Oh, you just asked in John chapter 5. Ask that old impotent man. He'd been by the pool there at Bethesda, and every time the water was troubled, he couldn't get in. And he was laying there one day, and Jesus walked up, and He asked him just a simple thing. Wilt thou be made whole? Sure, he wanted to be made whole, Brother Steve. Well, not necessarily. He had a good place at the pool. He'd been laying there all his life. He'd been laying there. He didn't know nothing else but to be crippled. There's a lot of folks missing Jesus tonight because they don't want Jesus to do nothing for them. They walk up and say, do you want me? Do you want to receive this gift? That old boy said, oh, I do want to be made whole. He said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. No, Jesus didn't tell him a whole lot, but He told him just enough to meet his need. Go on to John chapter 11. Mary and Martha's brother, the one who Jesus had a great friend in, Lazarus, he's dead, been in the tomb 4 days. Jesus said, take me to where he is. Roll a stone away. Little is much when God is in it. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Y'all ever wonder why He said it like that? Peter just said, come forth. Everybody in the graveyard would have walked out. Amen. Lazarus, come forth. It don't take much. Mark chapter 4. They in a storm. The disciples said, Jesus, do you even care? 3 little old words. Peace be still. And the wind and the waves died down. Mark chapter 5. A dead girl laying on her bed, dead. Jesus said, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. In redneck, that means get up, girl. You ask the devil tonight, when he tried all night and all in the day, kill him, kill him, kill him, when he was hanging on the cross and Jesus said, oh no, ain't no man taking my life from me. I'm giving my life. 3 little words, Jesus said, it is finished. Little is much when God is in it. All it's needed tonight is to accomplish the need that you have in your life. You don't need a whole lot. You just need what He's got for you tonight. What is your need? Preacher, I'm a sinner. I got a problem. There's a penalty with it. I know if God don't do something to get me back to where I need to be, to get some sense into all this chaos and confusion, what's a sinner need? A sinner needs a gift of the Savior. What a gift. What a God. The gift of God. Boy, I love to watch people get a gift. I'm a great gift giver. You just ask my wife back here. Man, I love to buy her things. I love to get her gift. Only thing is, when it's Christmas time, I'll go get her Christmas gift about the last week of November is when I'll go get her gift. I'll slip off somewhere and I'll get it, and we'll be there maybe on the end of November, not last part of the month, and we'll be sitting there. And if I go get that gift that morning, Brother Tracy, I'll be sitting there that night. We'll be watching TV or something, be sitting there, and I can't stand it. I'll look over at it and I'll say, I got you something today. And she'll say, no, don't even start that now. Don't even start that. I said, it's a month to Christmas. Don't even start that now. And I'll say, well, okay. And I'll sit there and I'll wait just a minute and it gets bigger and I can stand. And I'd say, yeah, but you really gonna like it. You really gonna like it. She'd say, I'm telling you now, I want to wait. I don't want to do that now. It's too far to Christmas. And I say, yeah, but if you'll go on and get it now, you can be using it, amen, if you'll go on and get it now. She'll say, I told you, just wait and put it on the tree. Boy, while she's saying that, I'm going to get it. Brother Sam, I'm bringing it back up the hall. I'm sitting there by her on the couch. I'm saying, man, tear it off. Hey, wrapped it. Let me help you right there. You ain't getting at it quick enough. What are you saying, preacher? Oh, when I was driving over here, In that rain yesterday, God was already speaking to my heart about what He was going to do in this place. And I had no idea what it was all about. But it comes down to He's a great God. And He gave the great gift. And He means for somebody here on this ground tonight to get your present, amen, to get your gift. And I want to help you, amen. Hey, He's got you something. You don't have to wait no longer. Hey, let me get Him and bring Him to you. I'll even help you open Him, amen. Boy, there's just something about the gift of God. Let me just point out a few things to you and I'll sit down. Amen. This gift of God, because I believe God means for somebody to open their gift tonight. Amen. What a present He gave us right in the middle of our problem and our penalty. Let me say just a few things about God's gift. Let me say God's gift is always practical. He will fit you and He's for you wherever you are in your life. God knows the words you need because He knows where you are at. He can speak so clear to you because He can speak so practical to you because you may have stuff hid from everybody, but you ain't got anything hid from Him. Boy, we come in together like this under the tabernacle tonight. Now all these families represented here. Man, we'll shake hands and hug necks and we'll smile and we know when to say amen. We know when to raise our hand. We know when to stand up. But man, all hell may be going on inside you tonight, inside your family tonight. What are you saying, Brother Steve? Oh, that's why God let a little red-headed boy walk up to me last night and say, oh, maybe it'll be John 3:16. Why is that? Because we got a great God in heaven. He knows what you need tonight. He knows you need the gift of His Son. Why? Because He's so practical, amen. He'll fix whatever's going on, whatever turmoil, whatever there is. Oh, if you'll just open your gift tonight. Oh, He's so practical. I ain't ever liked folks to give me stuff I didn't like, amen. Man, I tell you, if you pastor a church, you'll get a lot of things. You'll get ugly ties. You'll get books that ought not nobody ever wrote. You'll get all kind of stuff. Folks mean well and they mean to do right. But I'm telling you tonight, I ain't ever helped one person open Jesus that they wanted to take Him back. Amen. I ain't ever one time give anybody the gift of God that they said, oh no, He don't fit. Amen. It ain't when I need Him right now. Oh, I tell you, when God gives a gift, He's the most practical gift you'll ever get. Why? He'll meet you right where you are. He will say to you what He knows you can comprehend. God's gift is a practical gift. He will meet your need. Brother Steve, you don't know how my world's upside down. Honey, I'm telling you about a God who gave His only begotten Son. Why? Because He knew that problem was going to lead to some penalties. But I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that if you'll just by faith receive your gift tonight, He'll take that that's out of control. He'll put it in control. He'll take that that's upside down. He'll turn it right side up for the glory of God. How you know? Preacher, because I'm looking under this tabernacle at a bunch of folk who was at the end of their rope, and then they looked up one day and God had them a present. Woo! God's gift's always practical. Not only that, God's gift is always providential. Do you know God knows when you need to get your gift? See, we live in a day of easy believism where folks say, you can just get saved anytime you want to. All you got to do is just come down the aisle. Don't matter if you're blowing bubbles. It don't matter if you ain't shed a tear. It don't matter. We live in a day where folks say you ought to be able to figure everything out and rationalize everything. And we live in a day where people take the Word of God and they'll twist it to whatever lifestyle they may be living, whatever sin they may have. They'll pick and choose. What are you saying, Brother Steve? Hey, man gets upset over all that, but God will use all of that. The providential hand of God will use every bit of that. Well, he's saying, Rusty, God knows when you're ready to receive this gift. Why? Because he's the one giving it. And the Word of God says no man can be saved till the Holy Spirit draws him. Y'all know what that word draw right there means in the original text? It means to drag. Y'all remember when the Holy Ghost come where you was and he drug you out of where you was to where he was? Brother Steve, I don't believe he's doing that. What do you think you're doing here tonight anyway? If we just be honest, say some of you here, you'd rather be in jail than where you are right now. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is on your trail, amen. Ooh, 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 ooh. And the faster you run, the hotter he gets. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's almost like he knew where you was going before you ever got there. Let me tell you something, honey. He made this world. He knows every hole. He knows every thicket. He knows every holler. You can't take a trail that he don't know how to cut you off. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, God saw this night. He saw you. He saw your need. That's why he gave the gift. Preacher, this is all just for me. It's all just for you. Why? Because he is a practical gift. He will meet your need. But not only that, he's a providential gift. He knew it took all the junk you've been through to get you right here tonight. He even sent you the dumbest preacher in America to break it down to you. Brother Steve, you talk so slow, and you so country, and you so redneck. Boy, I'm just a perfect example of Scripture, Brother Todd. He said he'd choose them dumb things to confound the wise. Amen. You can't look at me and not realize this is a God thing, amen. Look around in here. Look at Todd Reed, Shannon Crawford, Mike Warren, Tracy Mooney. Man, that boy, they called him he had the biggest dope lab in Pontiac County, Mississippi. And now what's he doing? He's hauling a tent around, Surrender All Tent Ministry, drove 700 miles to set up a tent. Why? Because he done got the gift.
Well, that wraps up this week's Truth Infusion with Pastor David Markham. If you missed out on any part of this week's message, or if you know of someone that would benefit from today's word of truth, simply visit us at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. On our radio ministry page, you're free to stream the program of your choice to your computer or mobile device. While you're on the website, you can find out more about Truth Infusion Ministries, get information about upcoming events that may be taking place in your area, or sign up for our free internet newsletter. Truth Infusion is a listener-supported radio program and is furnished by Truth Infusion Ministries. To send us any questions or comments, or if you'd like to make a donation by mail, write to Truth Infusion Ministries, P.O. Box 637, Redwater, Texas 75573, or email us at truthinfusion@gmail.com. I'm Corey Callicott. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to tune in next week for more solid biblical insight. And until then, keep seeking the truth.